Section 1 of Poetry of St. John of the Cross. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Reading by Ed Humpel. Poetry of St. John of the Cross by St. John of the Cross. Translated by David Lewis. Section 1. The Dark Night. I departed in the darkness, with the pains of love oppressed. Happy lot, for none observed me. All my house was then at rest. By the ladder that is secret, in the darkness on I pressed. Through the night, disguised in safety, all my house was then at rest. Unobserved and unobserving, in the silent, blissful night, and in my heart the fire burning was my only guide and light. To the place where he was waiting, safely guided on the way. On I went, the light was brighter than the sunshine of midday. Night that led to my beloved, guide and light upon the way, and made us one, night more lovely than the dawn of coming day. On my breast with flowers covered, which for him alone I kept, I caressed him, and the cedars, waving, fanned him while he slept. When his tresses were disordered by the motion of the air, then I fainted, and he struck me with his hand so soft and fair. Self-forgetting, there I rested, on my love reclined my head, all anxieties discarded, mid the lilies round me spread. End of Section 1. Section 2 of Poetry of St. John of the Cross. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Section 2. Song of the Soul and Its Bridegroom. O my love, where art thou hiding? Why hast thou forsaken me? Thou hast left me to my sorrow, to bewail my loss of thee. Thou hast wounded me, and swiftly as the hart hast fled away, I pursued thee, crying loudly, thou wert gone, and wouldst not stay. O ye shepherds, I entreat you, as you wend your watchful way, to the hill, amid the sheepcots, every night and every day. Tell my love, if you shall see him, of the state in which I lie, of my longing, and in longing, that I languish, pine, and die. In my quest of him no mountains, nor wide plains shall me delay. I will never stoop to gather even a flower on the way. I will cross the frontiers boldly, nor shall giants hold me back, and if savage beasts surround me, I shall dread not their attack. O ye trees of trackless forest, and ye thickets of the land, shade and shelter for the weary, planted by his loving hand. O ye meadows fresh and verdant, pictures of the land above, decked with flowers bright and fragrant, tell me, have you seen my love? The creatures answer, we have seen him, we have seen him. Oh, the beauty of his face, moving through the groves and pouring down the treasures of his grace. Hastening on, he looked upon them. Oh, that look, how full of love! And the groves became more lovely with a beauty from above. The Bride. I am wounded, who can heal me? Sorrow-laden, lone, and sad, longing for thy wonted presence that alone can make me glad. Come thyself, and do not tarry, send no messengers to me. They are powerless to tell me aught that I would know of thee. All who serve thee, men and angels, each in his determined place, speak to me with voice unceasing of thy comeliness and grace. They but make my wound still greater. There is that beyond.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?